the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are many times when I am speaking of Christ or about the teachings of the church that I get very emotional or even excited because of love. And I believe that that's the reason why we do anything in life, is because we are in love, or that love is the basis of every passion. And sometimes I do get passionate about the faith because in my heart I love the church. I love the truth. I love our Lord, the Blessed Mother, our beloved Holy Father. And that's what we really should have, is that love. And I try to perfect that love every single day of my life. But the question always should be, why should we be Christian? Why? What does Christ offer that the world doesn't? What does Jesus offer? What does the church offer us that we can't get from someone else or from someplace else? So many, many people throughout the ages thought that they could buy salvation or they could buy love. I mean, we see it in our day and age nowadays. We think that we can buy happiness. All of these things are untrue. We can't buy happiness. We can't buy love. We can't buy peace. We can't buy forgiveness. These are things we cannot get from anyone on this earth. Well, some people, we can ask them to forgive us. Oh, we can, oh, sure, you could pay somebody to forgive you, I guess. But does that really heal the soul? Does it really undo the damage that anger and hate cause within the soul? Of course not. And so, why should we be Christian is one of the basic fundamental questions that we should all have. And me, that's why not be Christian? Why shouldn't we want to love with the heart of God? Why shouldn't we want our love to leave the realm of the earthly and mundane and the finite? Why wouldn't we want to attach our love to the infinite, to the infinite beauty, the infinite love of God? Why be Christian? Simply because without Christ, life doesn't make sense. Life is unfair without Christ. All of the evils in the world, look around you. Are we ever going to be able to get away from all the evils in the world? Of course not. No government, no society, no person outside of Christ can free us from the evils of this world. And as time goes on, the evils seem to get worse and worse and worse. And sometimes we think, well, it's because we have our modern technology and we have television, and so we're being made more and more aware of the evils. But evil is increasing exponentially every day. Evil gets worse. It becomes more powerful in the world. And every single one of us recognize that. And if we don't recognize it, we're just not seeing. You see, we need to recognize our need for this redemption, to be redeemed from the mess we've made of things. Most certainly, you may not be responsible for all the evils in the world, but if we've committed even the smallest sin, we are culpable as well, because we are responsible for those around us in so much as when one member of the body hurts, all members hurt. And Jesus has revealed to us that we are part of a mystical body, His mystical body, and therefore that we all affect each other in one way or another. And the very fact that we recognize that we are part of this wonderful mystical body of Christ, we recognize that everything good we do benefits the whole and everything bad we do hurts the whole. The body of Christ. Why be Christian is because to be Christian is to be normal. It is to recognize our own dignity as individuals. It's to recognize the power that we have that goes way, way beyond how we live and what we do. It is something that we become, this goodness that is mingled with the divine. Our human nature is raised up way beyond itself so that what we do takes upon itself a power that has the ability to really change things. not in name only. We can change our furniture around, we can change our society to a certain extent, but all change that is done solely for itself has been kind of a bad change. Change has to come from within. It has to be something that is so deep inside of us that it changes the fundamental nature of who we are and what we are as a people. As Christians, we become Christ. We become what we profess to be. We literally cease being the one soul entity with our flaws and our faults, and we attach ourselves to that which makes us better than we are in and of ourselves. We become able to be as God, not in so much as we have some absolute authority over those around us, or that we have everything that we want, or we can make anything that we want or have or control things, but we become greater than ourselves in our ability to love others, to forgive our enemies, to even love our enemies. That goes way beyond what any society, what any person as an individual is capable of even hoping for. But if we do that, we fundamentally change society. That's the fundamental change that we need. We don't need change for the sake of change, doing this and doing that, thinking that we can have everything that we want, that we can be taken care of, all these strange and odd fundamental changes to our society that those who have no faith tout before us as though it were our salvation. Salvation is a necessity for every one of us, no matter who we are, because we can see as a people, as an individual, that something's wrong, that something's broken, that society is in such great need. And if we do not recognize that first in ourselves, then we'll never recognize the need to move society to a greater love. Because then everything that we need becomes just me, myself, and I. The me, the ego, the individual, the person, selfishness. My brothers and sisters, look around you. Think of all the wonderful people that you've known. Think of all the great saints that the church has had just in the past century. Look at Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II, Father John Harden, all of the great individuals who sacrificed their lives because of Christianity, because of Christ, because of that kind of love that raises us up out of ourself and makes us truly citizens of heaven. You and I can be called by a lot of people citizens of the world, but that's not really our desire. We are pilgrims here. This is only a passage. We must be citizens of heaven.